And we're back at it again with the...
Over a month.
Oh. How does it feel to hear our voices again?
I hope it feels lovely.
I hope it feels lovely. Since y'all clocked us today. At graduation. Come on, so when the next episode? Oh. Life has been lifing.
It has.
Jobs have been jobbing.
Yes.
It's peak season for some of us.
My God, today.
I haven't been at work. Well, I've been at work, but I haven't been at home.
On the road again.
On the road again. Oh, Lord. How you been, sister?
You know, I've been here. And I know that answer can come off kind of meh. That's like, you don't know whether it's good or bad. But I've been here. Life has been, it's been lifing, but plans are what they are, so to speak. And just overall trying to learn how to be more grateful and thankful for the things that are and what they will and I want them to be.
Amen. I've been stressed. As we can see, I've been stressed.
You are hilarious. I love a bitch that throw shade to themselves. That's hilarious. Cheers to that. Cheers to that one.
I have been stressed. I was trying to figure shit out. What's my next move? Kind of thing. And if you can, please get into therapy, because my therapist helped me a lot.
Amen.
Learn that I need consistency.
And
especially work.
Okay.
Because we my last track record.
We know a bitch and get up and move. Immediately. Quit Thursday, have a job by Monday. Immediately.
Hey, go where you at, child. I'm up here driving somebody else's truck because.
So, how does that make you feel?
Uncomfortable.
Okay.
Very uncomfortable. And I think it's because. I fucked up. And I can honestly admit, I fucked up.
Okay.
I shouldn't have jumped. As soon as I did. And when I jumped, I haven't been able to sit still since.
Okay. Fair. But do you feel that in the time that you did it, it was the best move for you?
At the time, yes. But looking back, no.
Only thing that matters is that at the time, it was a yes.
Yeah, at the time, then yeah. It was great. It was great at the time.
Yeah.
It was like the best decision at the time, but
I mean, sweetie, it's like running away from a abusive relationship with all the money. Leaving is great at the time, but now you're broke.
But now you're broke.
Right.
Like you keep on with it and then Mary J. Blige right. If you know, and it go a little something like run away, love. I would have crashed out on her screaming in my ear.
I would have punched in the face. But I mean, it's like, hey, do you wanna be happy and cry in a Honda? Do you wanna be sad and cry in a Benz?
As a bitch who likes Hondas.
What they say? Well, our grandmothers did it.
As a bitch who loves a Honda. And
there's also a bitch that loves a Benz.
I know a broke nigga in a Benz and a rich one in a Honda.
Cheers to that. But remind me to sing. I'm gonna sing you something. It's a pinwheel, basically. And it just has all these different emotions. And it starts out from the basic ones, the main ones. Main, what, 5, 7, like that.
Do I need to press pause?
No, I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
That's what's cute and what's kinky, girl?
They back there wrestling shit. You know, that's how y'all start fucking. Y'all wrestle first. I think that's kinky. That's why y'all like them white girls, ain't it? Or white boys. Or others. Or in between.
The blood of Jesus.
Anyway, I'm going to send you this pinwheel thing. And it's like the basic, the main emotions. But then there's an outcast of them. So it like, it goes around, goes around, goes around. So you can pinpoint exactly what you're feeling. Because you might be feeling anger may be where you are, but it's not direct anger. It may just be something else that's synonymous to anger, but not that entirely. Mm-hmm. So it's like to help you just move along and also help you in your therapy sessions too.
I say you sound like my therapist. That's exactly what she said.
Come on.
That's exactly what she said. She said it may be anger, but it's not direct anger.
Come on.
And I was like, girl, stop looking at me like this on the screen. Come on. While I'm driving down this highway.
When I get this doctorate, baby. When I get this motherfucking doctorate, that's gonna be something.
Amen. Amen.
That's gonna be something.
And you shall receive. And you shall.
And I shall rebuke death. And I shall rebuke.
Da 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 da. What you see?
Bit the floor a little far. It's too far for me to fall out. That hardwood flow a little
long way down.
A little tough. That's why I hurt myself.
But honestly, yeah, the last week has been very stressful. Very, what do I want to do next? Especially thinking about June next year and when I want to move and do I want to jump jobs again or do I want to jump jobs now and like try to set myself up. But they was like, even if you do, the transfer would be like after a year, or it could be a possibility that you can move that soon. And I was like, I'd rather take my chances with the possibility, honestly.
Okay.
And even if I do, because we've been talking about the whole thing about moving into a master's program, well, if I'm a master's in what I want to do,
right,
I just jump into the office.
Correct. It's true. I think it's just all about having your plan. And if you're going to make a move on a plan, know exactly what you want to do and how you want to execute it. But at the start of that, it's about writing it down. Write a vision, make a plan. That's what the words say.
It did. We had this conversation the other day.
And we did. I mean, We're always talking.
Might not be recorded, but it be talking.
We be talking. But write a vision, make a plan. Because that way you can see what it is you're doing. You know your aim. They kinky. I wouldn't want to watch per se.
No.
Not per se. But they kinky back there. You know, I had
to... This is hilarious.
Y'all, I'm down here visiting Zion in Birmingham.
After graduation,
yeah, I know I got to drive back up to Huntsville. You know, I had to take a little breaky. You know, it's a long drive. You know,
it's a long drive.
It's a long drive. We do want to say congratulations to those of you that graduated today.
Congratulations.
A special shout out to Alexis.
Yeah.
And my line brother, Malik.
Yeah.
And Sabrasia.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting somebody.
Landale.
Yes. I'm thinking someone else.
I know Savannah graduated with her master's.
Savannah did graduate. Congratulations. I haven't talked to her in a long time. Naya also. You haven't met. I don't think you've met Naya before. She's good people. She was the SGA president when I was director.
Was it the people they were screaming for that was in the front of us?
That was another Naya.
Oh, okay.
That was a different one.
A different Naya.
Because I actually saw someone's story.
Because I was like, it was one tiny, one big... Two tiny, one big, one tiny, one big.
Oh, I think he did them for that way. I think he did. Because I don't know if you've ever seen the styles, but they be like, but his were just, I think they were off balance.
That's what it was. And that's what was bothering me. I said, why you didn't put the two tiny ones in the middle?
Yeah, I think they were off balance. But it's normally like that. We love a butch queen.
My God, today.
That's exactly what he was. We love a butch queen. His skin was really clear. I love that. I love clear skin. My God. Love Chris.
Amen.
Everybody ain't able. Everybody ain't able.
But congratulations to all the graduates, Troy included, Avant.
Amen.
Alpha. Ben.
Benjamin. Love him.
Congrats to all of y'all. I think that's it from my group of people at Troy.
I don't know about it. And to those of you who finished the semester in college, congratulations to y'all as well.
Next year is another year.
Amen.
This spring semester will go by so fast, you ain't gonna know. Mm-hmm. Your head gonna spin.
Only the strong survive the spring. Shout out to the spring lines only. The fall's easy.
Because it's longer. Mm. You got more time.
No, the fall is easy. It's not even cold for real in the fall.
Cold nights.
My God, today, but what are we getting into with these topics?
You know, a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. A little bit of everything. You know, Kendrick dropped a new album.
Loved it.
I will be there in April.
You know, I was trying, but listen, I looked at the ticket prices.
That $329 hurt my heart when it came out of my account.
I need to jump on that wait list since Drake wanna try to be petty and see can I get in where I fit in. There's gonna be a lot of standing though.
There's gonna be a lot of standing on them floor seats. But hey, I say do it.
I didn't give up because I can't do it. I gotta save for that trip, and I can't bite that $329. I can't bite that $329. She should be emailing y'all. It'll probably be next week.
Payment plans.
Yeah. Okay. Now she was like talking about January 1st, February 1st, March 1st. I said, ooh, probably rent? Somewhere around there. I said, but not on the first, girl.
That's rent.
Not on the first, but somewhere
right
a little bit, baby. A little bit, because first. Girl.
Ooh. She crazy.
I don't even want to say we're not rich, but, you know, they say speak it. You got to speak it over yourself. So we're rich. We're not wealthy yet.
No, not wealthy.
We're rich.
Wealthier than mine.
Girl, we skipped all over Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, honestly.
Amen.
I'm down there with them crazy ass gift.
Come on. Down in the country. What are you thankful for?
Life. I was able to live to see another day. Ishkatai. I was able to see another day. Hallelujah. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
My God. Amen.
For you trolls that try to come and correct me, I know it's a Bendigo, but bitch, I love to say a Bendigo because it sounds like a Bendigo. But hey, you know, neither here nor there. But Thanksgiving was lovely. How was yours?
It was really good after all that cooking. After all that cooking, your grandma got to feed her kids.
Amen.
So, you know,
but it was fucked up that goddamn cake. They be gone.
I'm so glad y'all enjoyed that cake. I'm really glad. I was like, wow.
There you go. Good long child. I don't think it lasted that long.
That's a damn shame.
He loves sweets.
Oh my God. I think I'm doing a 7-Up cake for Krimma though. I ain't made one of them in a minute. It's been a hot minute.
You still gonna be able to watch your nephew doing Krimma?
I should be able to.
Okay, great.
I'm gonna have to move the cat at the cage. I have to move the cat out the cage.
For what?
But you can't put the vote in the cage.
Screw that, Greg.
Oh, shit. Show
it's
right
over there in the corner.
Oh, shit. Show right. Show number right.
It's his tiny one, but...
Hey, it'll be in my room regardless.
Plus, you know how to maneuver by himself outside.
I mean, I'm not opposed to him being free in the room. What the hell are you going to do?
Lay down.
Right.
That's quite literally all he's going to do.
Right. Lay the bug down.
And why?
Scoot up. Don't start that shit. Scoot. Shh. Hush.
Quite literally. Might have put, you know, belt the ass every now and again, but.
It's never that deep. He's such a good child.
Oh.
He's a little hyper.
That's fast.
He's a good child.
Okay. Okay. But, yeah, Thanksgiving was good. Pleasure Thanksgiving was good. Everything went well Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got the December. Christmas.
Christmas Lord. Is really a week and a half away.
I ain't seen the first snowflake. Bitch, we live in the South, but I ain't seen the first snowflake.
December came through here like four fat bitches and Nissan Altima screaming, hey. Like, December day.
a Civil War with hubcaps at that. The 2015, 16, and 17 model. Yeah, silver.
My God.
Halogen headlights. And the bitch squatting in the back.
That bitch came. And it's gonna go. It's gonna go.
And that depressing ass month. But just think about it. The name of the month is January. Slow that bitch down. January. That bitch just sounds depressing.
I want y'all to back up off January. It's never that long.
January.
January don't even be here that long.
Thank you, Amazing World of Gumball, for giving me that reference. But January.
It don't even be here that long. It don't be here that long.
Capricorn season.
A beautiful season. Specifically January, not December.
Not. In December, Capricorns are weird.
Yes, especially the men.
And I know one.
It's always the men.
I know one.
It is always the men. It's the men with every sign, actually.
Jay and I mean are great.
Yeah.
We are great. It's them Cancer men you gotta watch.
My God. Hey, you spoke a word. Them Cancers really be a cancer.
Stressing you the fuck out.
Hey, man. Damn, I done really got rid of two. You know, one of the... One of them niggas is a cancer.
Damn.
The one I was talking to you about the other day, he's a cancer.
The one that's doing a thing tonight?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Oh.
A cancer.
My God. You know another group I don't like?
Ooh.
And it's on I Blame My Ex. Sag men. Sagittarius men.
Mmm. But see, a lot of Sag men, like, I think maybe dating, because, you know, Eugene is Sag.
Cool to be around. Cool to hang out with. Cool to have as friends. Relationship-wise, I don't know what the fuck they got going on.
Well, Eugene is single. Yeah. Well, he gonna cuss me out.
And Scorpios, let me tell y'all something. It's y'all, only y'all think y'all so great because there's so many of y'all because your mama's the dance was fucking on Valentine's Day. That's it. That's why so many of them.
Some whores.
Valentine's Day babies. Exactly, because they was conceived when.
Some whores. Some hoes. Some hoes.
I ain't gonna hold you. The best sessions has came from Libras and Virgos. I don't know what that's about.
I can't agree nor disagree because I'm not. I don't be asking them kind of questions. I don't even know your birthday. I don't even know your birthday. I don't know that.
And this is just because I've ones I've dealt with, but those have been my best experiences.
I don't even know your birthday.
That's crazy. I mean, if you're talking to them.
I mean, yeah, if you're talking and it's something serious, yes. Yes. But anything else, I don't even know your birthday. You don't even know mine. Please.
They don't bother me.
Do your part.
And leave.
And then leave. Collect your things, gather your things.
And exit.
The door's that way. Cause you don't have to worry if I'm at your spot. You don't have to worry. As soon as it's up,
my pants up. You be blessed.
You need a towel. I'll shower at home.
I will shower at home.
Hey. Up and out. But what are we talking about?
What do you want to do though? We can most definitely do the...
What are we starting with?
We can do the unrealistic expectations.
Just go straight into it?
We can.
That's fine.
Because I really feel like my guy today that really doesn't need to happen today. Because we haven't...
That's good with me. We've done no...
Research.
Prior research. Again, life has been lifing. Work has been working.
And you know, we can use some stuff that has been happening. Because we can use Lil Nas X, we can use Khalid, and these expectations.
That would work. As a matter of fact, yes, we can go straight into it. Dive.
Montero.
Who is that?
Oh. Lil Nas X.
That's his real name?
His real name is Montero.
Huh.
From Lithia Springs, Georgia.
Huh.
I think it's Lithia Springs.
I didn't know that. That's not a bad name, though. It's cute. It fits him. It fits him. And I think it fits him because it's not a common name.
It's not common.
And his personality, it's something different. And so I feel like that fits him.
Is it a good different?
It's different from blackness. Different.
Yeah.
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 What about him?
He's trying to beat those "I only date white" allegations real bad. He is, because once you got caught with that white boy, that little white boy at the Adele concert and out and about, then all the promotion for your new shit you got coming out, you try to bring Destin Conrad in, mind you, a biracial.
When people do those things right there, especially when they bring in something biracial, they're literally forgetting that at the end of the day, that is someone who's still in proximity in some way, shape, form, or fashion
to whiteness.
Yeah, he's biracial, but like, he's white. Well, he's not white, but he's in proximity.
Very close.
Yes.
Very close proximity to it.
Yes.
And it's just like, now what? And then it came out that you were, and some other friends were having white only parties. Weird.
And I know that to be true, because when people live in LA and party in those circles, the black to white ratio is very slim to none in most cases.
Right.
And in those specific parties, it's only black tops allowed.
True.
Or those that identify as such.
Because I can portray to be a black top all day long.
Now, I give you a deeper reason of how I know that. But you know,
I don't know how you know. They don't even know how you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Even though he claimed he didn't do nothing. He was just there.
Anyway. Anyway. Of course.
Yeah, the amount of drugs that be in the room.
That's why they take them phones. Another one. Malik McIntyre.
Who is that?
Isn't it? The one that hangs with Ramonte and DeAndre?
Oh.
And the shit about him and colorism?
Well, yeah, but I do.
And his toxic.
I think with that, it's people holding him to the fire because they are past tweets. The same thing they did for, what is his name? He's a YouTuber as well. He's really good. He's a writer. Tariq Ali. And people were holding his feet to the fire about some colors and things he said. But literally, it's like, in a time and place for some people, no, that doesn't make it right, because we were all the same age.
Right.
And I stand firmly. I've never said those things. I've never held those feelings. It's never came out of my mouth. And I've never put it on the internet.
Quite literally.
But there are those that were saying stuff just to get traction and saying things just to, like, feed some attention.
Now, I mean, they say all publicity is good publicity, but is it? In theory, maybe.
I believe no. I stand firm on a no. Because there is a reckoning. And when there is a reckoning,
yeah.
In the words of Funky Dineva, you either gonna pay on the front end or the back end. But you gonna pay.
You're gonna pay.
You're gonna pay. And sometimes you're able to do the work and rebrand and apologize. And again, someone like Tariq Ali, he was able to do that. Because he did come out and say, yes, they're my tweets. I never deleted them. They're my tweets. I think he was like 11 and 12 at the time. Which you're holding a child to the fire.
That's for something that,
right, exactly. It's a bit different when you start moving into your late teens and your 20s.
And he was in his late teens.
Exactly. So you know what you're saying, especially the climate, because Malik is only, what, 23?
Me and him, 23. Me and him might be the same age.
Exactly. So you knew what you were saying, especially in the climate. Oh, bitch, I thought they were moaning. I was going to say, now hold on. I know I said I don't want to watch, but I'll...
Really?
I'll watch for about 5 minutes. Just see.
My God, today.
You're not doing the right move. Oh.
Oh, goddamn motherfucking cop to you.
I was trained by the best. Mariah Carey. Songbird.
Mariah Carey, Shante Moore, Minnie Riperton, mm-hmm. Betty Wright.
I was trained by the best. I listened to the best.
I know that.
Mm-hmm. A few more of these drinks, I'll show y'all some.
But you know, yeah, I mean, hey.
I think for Lil Nas X specifically, because he is young, and I think his thing with a lot of artists is about trying to keep a, not necessarily an image, but trying to keep a fan base and trying to keep the support. But for him, it's already lost.
It's been lost.
For the simple fact, as soon as he tapped into being feminine in a way and openly showing that femininity, he lost his fan base. You lost the allure of the crowd. And unfortunately, the crowd being us as black people, specifically the support he should be having as gay black men, he lost them because that attractive to trade
and masculinity,
yes, it's went no out the longer window. It went straight out. It went straight out the window. And that is a problem in itself, which puts us into basically the topic.
Unrealistic expectations
of black people, black men, especially when we're dating. But we don't hold those same expectations for those that are non-black or white.
No.
We don't hold those same expectations. Whether they be fat.
Feminine.
Slow. Musty.
Oh, musty.
Broke. Homeless.
Abusers.
You know homeless dick is the best dick. I stand by that.
How do you let a white man abuse you? Sorry.
You know, I wonder.
How does that work? But
I wonder, but I guess in the same manner that we have to wonder is how you would let a person, a disabled person abuse you.
How? These are questions. These are questions.
It's really bitches out here getting beat up by they nigga in a wheelchair. He can't walk, sis.
I will knock you over and leave you there. High Hill and left Charles in that tub.
It's a real
blowing
thing.
Blowing bubbles.
It's a real thing.
Crazy word.
But it is like those unrealistic expectations, like it is deemed an anti-blackness. It is. And it is a self-hatred in itself.
Yes.
One we can say, well, it's kind of trying to hold yourself and your people up to a higher esteem, but that's not a higher esteem. It's a box. It's a box. A casket, if you will.
Oh.
I would go that far. Because people are sometimes willing to die for trying to be who they are. And when we box people in, oftentimes boxing ourselves in, you're already killing yourself. You're killing a part of yourself.
Yeah, sure.
And it's about how far are you willing to let it go before you actually do the deed. Mm. And yet, and it's a wonderful conversation going on right now about our scholars, our old scholars, being who they were, speaking about blackness and what it means to be liberated and living as ourselves, living for ourselves, living with ourselves, and finding love and how we should treat each other as being black people. And yet somehow, some way, all of their partners were white.
Hmm.
And the excuse just cannot be, and I detest the excuse that the further along you move up, in being educated and being in certain spaces, the smaller your pool of blackness becomes, for your colleagues and things like that. It is. It is actually a very true thing. It's very true. But that just means you're not willing to be open to people. And if the only people you look around and see who are just as educated as you or make the exact same money or more than you is white, and you feel like that has to be a staple point in how you date, that's a problem. That's a problem. Because of the if the tables were turned,
it would not be the same.
Right. Or you wouldn't want it to be. But that just goes to show you're not looking in a way. You're holding an unrealistic expectation for blackness that you would not hold for anyone else.
You know, I had this one conversation with one of my good friends who was talking the other day. And I was talking about, you know, people, you know, basically dating outside their race and that way. He was like, well, you can also make the sentiment or the conversation of especially black men dating white women. He was like, they make them feel like they can be themselves. And I was like, explain.
What does that mean?
Right. He was like, you know, they grow up a little bit more open.
When people say that, it makes me really wonder, do you know white people?
They don't.
Do you really know white people? And yes, again, and in a way, that's an anomaly. That's not because there are black people who raise their kids in just as a free environment. My mom is, come on. Our parents are perfect examples of that. My mom, she may have had her things, but when it came to me being in high school and going out whenever I wanted, my mom had one rule. When I call, you answer. When I text, you answer. You
text back.
That's it.
When I say get home, bring your ass.
Bring your ass home. I don't know what it's like to have a curfew at no point in time. I don't know what that's like.
I can't say the same. Especially high school. I started driving. Especially I was like, with people that she knew? Yeah, no.
I don't know what a curfew is like. And so it's like, we have those people who are free and supportive of things. When I hear people say, especially black people, say, oh, you know, dating white people just gives me a little freedom. Especially when it comes to dating white women. If you want to lick a booty hole, just say that. If you want somebody that's going to deal with you being bisexual, just say that. But there are black women out here who are willing to deal.
That will deal with you being bisexual.
And will join you in the fun. I know a few.
I know a couple.
Experienced a couple. Come on. But
if you ever download the Yellow Pages, they be on there too. Me and my girl want to have a threesome. She want to see me get bent over. And then she wants you to do her. Yeah. On the Yellow Pages.
How much they paying?
You know, I don't go too far. I'd be feeling like it's a scam and a setup. And then what if I get them and she white? Now what I'm gonna do?
Up the price.
Valid.
You get your down payment first. I'm teaching some. Let me tell you something. I'll tell anybody. My grandmother was a whore.
I say, you know, somebody in my very close proximity, family member, mother, told me to raise my price.
You raise your price.
She said, raise your prices. What?
You raise your price.
For my mother. Sorry, yeah, your mama close.
Yeah, come on. My mother's, I tell my mother's my bestie. That's my best friend. You raise your price. And you get at least half up front. Yeah. Up.
Most definitely.
Up front. And I don't mean like a, it don't have to be a, because it's about trust. So I'm not saying like they seen the money and you still here at home. No. If when I touch down at your yard before I enter your spot or you enter mine, half of it need to hit me. It needs to hit me. When I get in that motherfucker, the other half needs to hit me. I'm not playing. Girl, raise your price. Tell me how it was. Take a video.
Since I always told you that includes the...
Raise your price.
Got it.
Take a video. I'll sit outside with Midnight, just in case.
If you could see me right now, I'm shaking my head. Okay, I got you. Overstood, understood, got it. Wrap it up.
As soon as you give me the call, what the fuck do you mean?
Which room was it?
But that's a real thing. Like, I don't like that. you know, they're more open to things. Like, what? Somebody actually posted that dumbass shit on Twitter. He ended up deleting it because they ate him alive. Talking about some Mexican women and white women and Asian women, you know, they'll let you do anal and things like that. It's hella black bitches out here in the anal.
Quite literally. Mean? There are people into everything. Dominatrix and all. You just have to, you not, when I, like I tell one of my other friends, the spaces you occupy will be the downfall of you. Mainly I tell him this because he only occupies the space of Atlanta. And I'm like, baby, there's more gays outside of the diaspora of Atlanta.
Come on.
There are more cities. Will you say I can find niggas like this outside of Atlanta? Yes. And niggas that will pay you to actually do what you do too. Niggas that will treat you better.
Come on.
Cause you already fucking in the alley, so now what?
I beg your pardon?
The one that was on the call that day?
Oh.
That you hung up on? Him. And you're a truck driver. You should know this.
In
he's a cruiser.
And you know, I understand that. I really do. But I also, and we done jumped a whole other topic.
We have.
I want people to really understand some things, though. That sex offenders list is very real.
And it gets longer every
and
day.
And you can end up on it. That's another thing people need to understand. A lot of sex offenders that pop on a list, they're not sex offenders for touching children. They're not sex offenders
they just
for
got caught outside.
Yeah, they're not sex offenders for raping people either, because you also end up on there for that. No motherfuckers be on there because you want to go outside these parks and these alleyways and byways and do nasty and get caught.
That I know different states have different laws. I know in the state of Georgia it's 3 times.
Come on.
Alabama I think it's once.
Come. Like, that is and I understand fun.
You get
thrill
a thrill out of it.
I get all of that. But like,
fuck on your balcony. I don't know.
Yeah. It's something. Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing the balcony. It's nighttime. Prime example, I was just telling him, oh, but the apartment. I came home the other night and I'm telling you, I know what I saw. You know my neighbor that stays on the second floor.
With the covered porch.
Yes. I know I watched her from my car. I know she came on that porch asshole naked. I know titties when I see titties.
Yeah.
I grew up with women. I know titties when I see them.
Yeah.
She came out there butterball naked. Butterball.
On her porch.
On her porch. And I know for a fact she playing with herself on that porch.
Right.
I know she do.
People into different shit.
I know she, because you can't see. Like, you can't, the only reason I saw her is because the little corner part where I parked at. And I was like, what the fuck? Because she was standing in the door. I was like, what the fuck is she doing? She walked outside. And I was
can't see in your corner with Sashina. Know you down there.
Cut my car off and I bolted out that motherfucker. I ran out because, ooh, my God, pink titties. Ah!
She's white?
Yeah, she white.
Oh. She's having a grand old time.
Yeah, she white. Very white. I saw them pink nipples. I could have screamed. So I know she. Do it on your porch. You want to cruise? Do it on your porch.
Do it on your porch.
I just.
Now I don't know about this playground.
No, that bothers me. I'm not going to hold you. That bothers
me. A walking trail? A playground?
A playground. Where
it's
you know kids. Where you know kids be out there playing. That bothers me. That bothers me. You nasty, horny, freaky fuck. A playground?
A playground.
First off, they ain't even comfortable because y'all be laying on them slides.
Hot. Static. Crazy.
Nasty bitches. Back to the point.
Back to the point.
These unrealistic expectations.
And I don't get you homosexuals. Make it make sense. A lot of y'all want a nigga to pay the bills, furnish your lifestyle, move when you say move, but bitch, you don't even be readily available when it's time.
Elaborate.
you want them to give you all this, that, and the third, but you ain't giving shit else to them. We've had this conversation.
Okay. I see you. Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out, you know, I'm real quick. This is just me personally. We are two niggas in a relationship. We are two men.
Yes.
I get the whole, some people don't want to do 50-50, but you got to put something in. Something somewhere.
50-50 what?
You know, bills and shit.
Oh, no, that should always be 50-50. It should always. It should always. It should always be.
I've been in a 60-40 situation before.
But that's when someone is making more money than the other person. In a way, technically, it's still 50-50. Because they don't make the same amount of money as you. Come on. Perspective.
You got a point.
This is math here.
I'm not good at that.
This is math here. It's not 60-40 if you making 70 and they make only 25. That's not 60-40. You're getting at least half of their pay.
Valid point. I never looked at that.
If y'all both making 70, then yeah.
I never looked at that.
If you covering rent, water, lights, and they only doing gas and Wi-Fi, that's 60-40. Absolutely. That's 60-40. Y'all make the same amount of money, but they not putting out as much. But they only make 25 and you make 70, that's 50-50. I believe it should always be 50-50. Personally, I think so. I think it helps establish a real relationship with real people in it, knows that your relationship, for one, it will never always be 50-50. It will be sometimes, but someone may fall sometimes.
That's true.
I think where we mess up at is that we don't allow that.
Somebody else to fall?
Especially for those that look like us.
And that's why I was...
It's either you're searching for someone to fund your lifestyle, and they're white, unattractive, or something else, unattractive. All these things that you would X off if they were black. But you're willing to do if they're other. Or you're willing to do all of that, but you will look a black man in his face and say, no, you know, I'm black, you're black, you need to be showing up the way I show up. But you'll go and fund a lifestyle for that twink.
Yeah.
And you'll make him feel owner.
As he's beating on you.
Or calling you out your name.
Nigger.
Beast.
Monkey.
Buck.
Coon. Jigaboo, nickaboo, color, coony. Oh.
Like, that is very realistic. They can be old. And we, you know, ageism in the black gay community is a very real thing. How we take shots at those who have come before us and they have who we consider, or sometimes they consider themselves, have aged out. But you land over there with that 40-50 year old white man with no problem, who probably don't even have as much money as this more seasoned black man. But you'll laugh at him, you'll make fun of him,
call him a predator.
Some of them do be predators. They do. Some of them do.
Of course.
All of them are technically predators, but I digress. But if you're an adult and you know who you're dating and what you're dating for, and they know what they're dating for, and it's not because you're young, it's just something you fall into, then that's different. But we know for a fact that white men date young black men or boys with the racial under and overtone.
I've seen it in real time.
We know.
Especially
that.
Especially in the
bathhouses. I told you. When that white man came from that point, I tell him, back up, because this is not that kind of party. I ain't even come to dance for y'all.
I'm just here to relax.
Go find you something. Someone else. I should have screamed. That's what I should have did.
What I find it weird also is when y'all do go out and date these older white men. And I feel like y'all finally come to a realization that you no longer want to be there, and you talk them into like this open relationship, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden the only thing you're having sex with is black men because mm-hmm. you no longer want to be there,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to find a way out, and you're trying to use one of us as a way out, and that's kind of fucked up. Not and even kind of, but that's really fucked up.
I also question, what do you have in common, especially for the ones that haul off and marry them? What did you at 22, 23, somewhere in your mid-20s?
Lower. 21.
What did you have in common with this 60-plus-year-old white man? Honestly.
And don't say money, because you don't have that.
You don't have any money, so no, you don't have that in common. You don't have that in common. Yes, you would technically be a gold digger. Yes, but let's think about why this white person, this older white person, feels that it is okay and justifiable to be with you. Because that's control.
That's control. It's control. And they don't even be cute. They don't even be cute. They be bottom barrel. Bottom of the barrel.
I mean, no white.
Bottom of the barrel.
Ain't no white person that cute. I just, no. None of them are that cute. Huh? None of them. None of them are that cute. I'm keeping it being.
No.
There's not a thing outside of blackness that I can say, yeah. You want five motherfuckers.
I got one, but that's about it. You already know who I'm talking about. The one you always call my man. Yeah. That's about it.
But see, here's the thing. I want you to imagine him in the next 5 years.
It's not gonna be too cute.
Exactly. And that's my point. That's my point. Right there.
Not gonna be so too cute.
That's my point. And yes, when we talk about love, love is not that superficial as some men try to make it. But we must understand, especially when we get to a certain age, that beauty does fade. That it is does. A very real thing. Beauty fades.
It does.
But you're already not talking to this person for beauty. And so you're telling me you, with the confidence of a million men, lay up with this motherfucker, let them kiss you in your mouth, and possibly bend your back or bend theirs, ill.
9 times out of 10, they're getting bent over. The blacks usually be the bottoms.
Ooh, that made my stomach turn, actually.
9 times out of 10, the black guy's the bottom.
That fucked me up right there. I'm not gonna hold you, big dog. That fucked me up. Made my stomach turn.
You ain't never noticed that? Mm-mm. 9 times out of 10, the black boy is the bottom.
That fucked me up. That's nasty. Now hold you. That's nasty. I can't do it. I can't do it. Mm-mm. Just looking at how they kiss on TV and movies bothers me. Do you see how they be look?
Yeah,
now I heard they some eaters.
Okay.
I heard some eaters, especially for the girls. They say they're some eaters. Like them Asians, they say they eat a mean puss. Mean puss. But you let that man climb on top of you and do his business.
That's why I always said I couldn't go. Like, if I was a drag queen, I go on RuPaul's Drag Race, and when they try to talk to me, I'm like, no. Why? You're not black. I'll probably kick off the show within 2 days.
Probably. It was by the time since you made a racial comment. Racial comment? Girl.
I just said what I don't like.
Is it a requirement day white to be here? Because if it is,
I can leave now.
Hmm.
I can leave now.
I just can't.
And you know the difference between me and Patrick is, though, I've never dated white, but I've had my run-ins. Mm-hmm. That's about it. You've never had a run-in.
What do you mean, run-in with what?
A white guy.
What kind of run-in we talking about here, sister?
Like, I don't, like, conversation. Or, like...
To talk about what?
Linking, run-ins.
Oh, fuck no, baby.
Yeah, I've had run-ins.
Fuck no,
never
baby.
Never good experience. That was, like, what, 18 to 20?
Fuck no, baby.
Outside of that? It only took three.
Come on, for the founders. I don't, I can't.
Your sister threw you off by what she said that day.
And did.
But you know, she only likes lighter anyway. We are the same complexion.
What, you said what?
I said me and her damn near the same complexion.
No hell. That girl darker than you.
Is she?
Yes. I know you want to be dark skinned, so let me hold your hand when I say this, sister. While you may not be the lightest, you're definitely not the darkest. You are brown, for sure. But you ain't black. Your grandmother's a white woman. Let's keep this in mind, okay? Okay? All of my grandmothers are black. Okay? She's darker than you. You're brown, for sure. For sure, and you're getting lighter because it's winter. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You've noticed that too?
Yes. The inside of those arms are very white, sugar. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I think I keep the sweater on. Yeah. Yeah. But she is. But I also noticed that that's why I think now there is a bit of growth for him specifically, because I think that is why now he's being more intentional with dating and why his partners in real time now have been darker.
I wouldn't be surprised if he do pop up with a white man. It wouldn't shock me.
It would shock me because I would ask, here's why. Because he was one person that was very adamant about not allowing white people into our spaces. Why he was okay with that one white boy.
Which one?
I don't even remember that child's name, so there's that. He wasn't that okay with it, and he was very vocal about not wanting him because he was white. And so when you make those kind of statements and those kind of that makes you a hypocrite.
Because you can't make the statement that he made.
Right. So you can't.
And how long ago was that?
That he made a statement or that he actually did it?
He actually did it.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Because we don't talk like that. Not like that. I don't get into those persons with that person. And we could, you know, because he's cool people and we have good conversation. We do talk because he is very adult-like. He carries himself very well when he's not being childish or having those moments. But he's young. So I got to chalk it up to that sometimes. He is younger than us. But you can't make those statements. Again, going back to our scholars back in the day, you know, you can't make these statements about black love and being black and loving that you're black, promoting blackness, building the black family, building how we should treat each other, how we should regard each other, and then marry white. You can't do that. It cannot be the same. The two cannot exist.
I always said that you can't be pro-black and date and married white.
You can't.
That's not possible.
You can't. It goes against everything you speak. Everything you speak, everything you teach, everything you fight for. Right. Well, but to be fair, she's black.
She's black.
To a regard, but she's not fully black.
Correct.
And so her dating outside of that, it's a little bit understandable. Well, even married, because at the end of the day, she didn't only date white. She openly dated Montel Jordan. Hello, a black man.
That's true.
Like, I don't know what people want from that. Okay, she ended up dating white. But what we can also look at and see is that woman never married in her younger years because of her career, and she never had children.
Never.
Why she didn't is her own personal business. But she never had children. Hey, that man was divorced. And we know when it comes to being divorced and things like that and being older and dating looks completely different.
It looks different.
It looks different. But when you are young, dumb, and turnt.
I was about to say, and turnt.
You are very intentional with dating.
Damn myself.
Dating outside of your race is very intentional.
It's intentional.
Falling in love is intentional. You don't oopsie daisy in love. I'm sorry. Love at first sight is not real. It's not real. That's not real. Infatuation, yes.
Infatuation. Lust. Lust,
absolutely. Love, no. That is intentional.
The only person I ever fell in love with first is Jesus.
Come on.
That still took some time.
Come on. And he's a love song. Come on. But like, it's intentional. Falling in love is politics.
It's politics.
So you can't hold those things and then completely wipe it for that. Not in my watermelon eating household, you won't.
And it never sits right. And I just don't understand. I will never understand. Especially those of you who do it very... Okay, you have the ones who you can tell who dates or prefers one over the other, right? But how y'all go about rejecting other black people is diabolical.
Mm-hmm.
It is very diabolical. Again, I have bait pages. It's very diabolical. And I be like, what is your reasoning for being that rude?
Those bait pages are funny.
We love them though.
They are funny.
But what is your reasoning? What is your reasoning and why do you do that? But
to make them feel superior.
But you're not. Cause you're not cute. Your hair is uneven. You look dusty. Little 5'3" boy with a 10-inch dig. You look dusty.
Just caught that. Okay. Just caught. I caught where you're going. Yeah, he looks like... That's wrong to say. That's wrong to say. That is so wrong to say. And it's also, if taken wrong, if somebody didn't know me, they'd be like, you're being colorist. But he absolutely looks like a gremlin. He does.
It's not cute.
And it's not because he's dark-skinned. It's literally because he's ugly.
He's not cute.
He is ugly. And it's so funny that when I found his Twitter page, I intentionally went to his followers. Well, his following. Intentionally.
It's majority what?
Majority.
Uh-oh.
Baby. It's number vanilla ice cream in there. Nothing. The only black pages he follows are those that are intentionally black tops. Fucking white bottoms. Intentionally. Everything else is white. And then he's claiming to be verse. Verse for who?
And then it'd be those who goes to those predominantly white high schools and things and think you're better than the black people across the tracks. And you're not.
I actually love them. Only because them white people show them exactly what they need to.
It ain't shit.
Every time. Every time. You just have to pay attention. Now, there are those who have mastered a way. And granted, I do see that some people see it as an equal benefit of being friends with them and using them in a way. But it's like, you think you're using them. You really think you're getting over on these people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're taking you on trips for free. Because they're buying you things. Because they're allowing you to be in their space with their families. You think you're getting over on them. You think so. You honestly think so.
They do. They do. But you're not. I promise you, you're not.
But it's always funny because when they hit rock bottom, most times,
they're nowhere to be found.
They
are nowhere to be found. I can't help you. I bet you can't. When my friends wouldn't help me, I bet they didn't. I bet they didn't. And they're going to end up hurting your feelings. One way or the other.
Also, I'm very wary of those who want to be the only black person in certain spaces. I don't play with those.
I don't get that. Why do you want to be the only black person in certain spaces?
I don't play with those. You know, Victor was like that.
Damn, name dropping is crazy.
He was like, what is he going to do? It's not false.
Got a point.
It's not false. That was proof. We discussed that in therapy. And he couldn't even come back. the therapist had to ask, you take delight in being one of the only few. And granted, there was one more other, but she's the only woman. You're the only man in this all white space of people.
To make you feel superior of all the blacks? Mm. When you're technically at the bottom of the totem pole. Mm.
Mm. Exactly.
There's also insecurity.
Yes.
Because you're scared somebody's going to come and outdo you.
Yes, but you know, and it's because like one of the things he revealed when we were together was that when he moved down from Washington was that he was placed in a state of shock when he was no longer the only black kid. And saying the only black kid is so far stretched because he's Victor's damn near lighter than me. Damn near. So you saying you were shocked to be in a classroom full of people that look like you who are just as smart as you, if not smarter. He was like, I was taken aback by that because I just wasn't expecting that. Like, it was just a shell shock. I'm used to being the only black kid. That's how it's always been. And that's how you preferred it to be.
That's a problem. Hey. A big one. A big one. This is why I be weary and concerned for my little cousins. Because those two are very in close proximity to whiteness. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, I just know they're going to end up, one goes to HBCU, the other one hasn't graduated high school yet. And I'd be like, I just really want you to understand, these are not your friends. Well, they can be.
Sometimes you can find.
I can't lie. Because I got two.
Right.
I have two.
Right. And I felt that way for a little bit.
But I can say they may not be because we'll talk about that offline.
Okay.
But, hey.
One of my friends, she's friends with a girl I went to high school with. But when I went to high school with her, and I told her this, when we came face to face, because she was ranting and raving about these girls, ranting and raving. She worked with them. And I'm like, that name's familiar. She was like, you may know her. She went to the same high school you went to. And I was like, same age as us? She was like, yeah. I was like, And when I seen that white woman, I pulled her to the side of me. Let me tell you something. You be very fucking careful, because the person that I knew didn't hang around blacks. It was not a question. It was not a thing. Her vernacular towards us was not that. Her look towards us was very unbecoming. Me and her have had words, and she knows me for my work. Huh. She knows me for my real work. And so you be very careful. You say that's your friend, that's your friend. But she stepped one hair out of line. You even give me an inkling that she's made you feel some type of way. And she's going to disappear. I'm going to drive down here. And it'll be the last y'all ever hear from her. I can promise you that. So you be very careful. But it's been 6 years. One of her closest friends.
Yeah.
Always treated her well. Always included her. Always made her feel seen. Always made her feel heard. And so people do change.
People do change.
It is real. Sometimes it does take being taken out of those spaces, because what we do see with a lot of white people is their parents.
It'd be their.
It's their grandparents. It's their. Yes. The
example.
Their parents. Perfect example. Perfect example. Another white girl I went to school with, we didn't even know. We didn't even know her daddy was racist until we had to take her home. Now, we had met this man. He spoke to us and everything, but we were light-skinned. But my cousin's daddy was a 6'2", hefty, muscular-built black man. And there was no mistaking that he was all black. There was no mistaking it. We went to drop that little blonde-haired, lily white girl off. She made him stop at the gate. He was from the bush. She screamed, wait, I walk. Mind you, where that stop sign is up there, This is where our house is.
Damn.
I'm sorry, trailer.
Okay. Yeah.
Still at home. But it was trailer trash. She walked. And when he asked her, why would I let you walk? She was like, trust me, I'll just walk because it's not going to be well. We had no idea. This girl only dates black boys. She only hangs around black people. Only.
Was that a true, like, friendship or was that just, like, rebellion?
No, like, they were real friendships. Okay, like, cool. Dead ass, like, dead ass real friendship.
Okay, cool.
I can say that about her. She was real, I can say that about her real
she
cool.
She was genuine.
Real, yeah, very genuine. Not a, oh, I'm just doing this because I'm, no. When you ask why she would openly not talk about her family. She would, I don't discuss them. I don't want to. We don't see eye to eye in some way. She made that very known. But she would never say why specifically. And we should have known. We really should have been there. We were in Prattville. We should have known. But it was just, I think it's because we were hanging out. Like, she was spending weekends with us. Like, she was spending the night with us. She was going to parties with us. She was going to football games with us. Like, this man knew she was with us. But it was because we were light-skinned that he didn't say anything. When we were taking her home that day and it was him taking her home.
Now, girl.
Hey. And I mean, like, he was sitting outside waiting. Shotgun in hand.
Oh.
Like, you could see him. You could see him. You could see him. And so it's like, it's stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That it's like, knowing people like that and then meeting them later in life and knowing that someone you love and care about is friends with them. It's like, hold on.
Let's be careful here.
Let's be careful here. But people do change.
People do change. Sometimes for the good, sometimes for the worse.
Yeah. But how?
I'm trying to keep my left eye focused without my glasses.
I beg your pardon?
I'm trying to keep it focused. That's my bad eye. So I'm like straining to see.
Where are your glasses?
In the bathroom.
Why are they in the bathroom?
I took them off to wash my face and then put them back on.
You don't wear nobody's contacts.
I'm scared of contacts.
And you sitting in here with no glasses. And it's the way I'm so used to you having them bitches on. I just put together that you don't have them on.
I can see you, but I can't see nothing behind you. Everything behind you is like blurred like a camera picture.
Must be nice. That must be nice, baby. I popped your contacts out. I can't see nothing. Must be nice. If it ain't, you see what this mic is?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it. And I ain't even talking about the microphone itself. I'm talking about the silver thing. That's it.
The pop filter?
That's it. And I probably won't be able to read the blue sign on here. Must be nice. Bitch, I'm blind. It's a wonder I've came out on top of all these fights I've been in. It's a wonder because I can't see. I cannot see. I wish that'd change.
My God, today. LASIK.
Bitch, no, they said they be giving them suicidal thoughts. And I don't need no help. I'm good all by myself. I do that on my own.
Literally.
I don't need no fucking help.
Nah.
I don't need no help.
Because, you know, she had that appointment. Now I'm curious. I wonder that why. Because, you know, she tried to that day. You know what I'm talking about? But wait, then again, she's also Irish.
Wait, but did they do it? Did she get it done?
Yeah.
No, that's probably why. That's probably why. And the white people say that. That come from the whites. They say that having that procedure done
it's a real quick procedure too.
Yes, has given them suicidal ideation. That is what scares me. I mean, but to be fair, Caitlyn has it.
Yeah, she.
But she's also steeped in the blood. Amen.
Yishkatai. The blood. Look at that.
Communion. Amen.
But, you know, I just don't understand these unrealistic expectations. We have not talked about this topic at all.
A little bit. Yeah, we have. We've touched something.
We touched the hem of the garment.
We touched. I feel like
we haven't deep dive. It's the first episode back in a long time, though.
Yes, we haven't had time to deep dive, but we did promise to give something, and so
we did give something.
Yes.
The name of this episode is going to be "We're Back," quite literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be an hour and 30 minutes long, but it's alright.
That's worth it.
It's fine.
That's worth it. But I do feel like deep diving too much into a topic like this,
it's dangerous.
Yes. And because it goes way farther than just
slavery. Oh. Jim Crow.
Yeah, it goes back to that. And so those things get a little heavy, which we don't mind.
Lost in translation.
Yeah, in which we don't mind. But it's just so much extensive things have to be discussed. We're like,
you need a panel.
Absolutely. And I know the perfect people.
Oh.
Maybe. And I say maybe because I know that she's someone we can say that she doesn't date because she feels that she's superior and that she just should be able to. I can welcome that. T would have to be on the panel.
Really?
T? When it comes to stuff like that, when we deep dive into colorism, T gotta be present. If it wasn't for T, the panel discussion we had at AUM in 2019, where we discussed the African diaspora and how and culture and things like that, we discussed everything. Culture, homosexuality, how we live as people. We discussed everything. If it wasn't for her, that panel wouldn't have been as good as it was. The facilitating that she did.
Mm.
In itself, the people that she reached out to, there was no uneven. Of course, we were all black, all different shades, from the lightest of the light to the darkest of the dark, from here to Africa to the UK. She was able to pull and get everybody together, men and women. Her topics were spot on. The way she knew when to change before it got, she knew. The level of knowledge that she has in itself, chef's kiss.
How much can we do like a
chef's kiss? So like that's gonna have to be something. Yeah, we gonna need her present for it. She's gonna have to be present in real time. We have to do it in Bali. She's gonna be present in real time.
You know, that'd be great. Do that.
Actually, it would be. We have that trip is the perfect people.
How we get all this though? Can we travel with all this?
I believe so. I think so.
You know, I was just thinking about. If he was to do another panel, Raw and Unfiltered X Die for Style for Chapter 5 Beta Sigma panel talk, make that bitch an entire fucking podcast episode. But it's X, it gives them an event, but it also gives us an episode.
Okay, so when you say give them an event, what do you mean?
I guess like a panel talk event, but it also gives us an episode. We can moderate. But it gives us an episode and then an event.
So with the undergraduates?
Yes. Possibly. It's just a thought.
What would the topic be?
Whatever we decide on that time.
You have some faith.
Slight. Not a lot.
You have some faith.
I can't wait till we get all of us on this.
Oh.
All of us.
What you mean?
Me, you, the homosexuals, Keyshawn, G, Dontavious.
I think that'll be interesting.
Ladarian.
Who?
LJ.
Oh, you know what? I'd be forgetting that nigga got a real name. I'd be forgetting he has a real name.
You know, hey, it's just a thought. Put Gene on here one good day.
Okay. I think it'll be
and travel on down to Montgomery from Huntsville.
Ooh, that 3-hour drive. All right, I stay in Madison. So it is too. Okay.
Because it's 3 hours, 65 minutes from Huntsville to Cloud. My guy today. You just be driving, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Place to be, people to see. You know.
My God. Well, with this being said, because I feel like we're running out of talking points, we thank you for joining the return episode of Raw and Unfiltered, the podcast.
We'll be back around Crummel.
This episode will be coming out soon. Probably Monday.
Damn. That's a quick turnaround.
We ain't got no choice.
That's a very quick turnaround.
Damn, it is. It might be the middle of the week then.
I'm about to say, because it's literally Sunday morning, technically.
Oh, shit. Yeah, this might be Wednesday, technically. Episode still will drop on Mondays, but still, the fact of the matter is, yeah, peace and blessings, manifestations. Patrick.
This was fun.
Oh, it was. It was. It was fun. It was.